Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
There is a precise moment that you know you're going to have a bad day. Here's what the expert said.
Exact time of day when one supposedly knows that the day's already been ruined. The average American knows if he or she is in for a bad day by 8:36 a.m.
Accurate. 8:36 a.m., you know if the rest of your day is going
to
stink.
You know, I think that probably this is a little bit proportionate to what time you wake up. I think if we looked at the study of how many people, what time they're average waking up, I would say this is within an hour and a half, 2 hours of being awake.
Here's the top five reasons why people know they're going to have a bad day.
Here are the top five clues. Waking up feeling sick.
When you wake up feeling sick, that's 100% true. Like when you feel nauseous and you don't feel good and you don't know if you can go on with the day, but you got to pull yourself together for work and the kids.
Yeah.
That's a stinky feeling.
If you want to lay down, lay down back, you know, immediately after that and you feel like you deserve it, that's a problem.
Sleeping poorly throughout the night.
I mean, you're tired, you're exhausted. I'll also add to that, if you have young children and they kept you up all night.
Yeah.
Because now you're just like, I didn't sleep and now I got to start a whole nother day.
I didn't sleep great last night, but I'm still okay. I'm okay right now.
Waking up with a headache.
Well, wasn't waking up sick and waking up with a headache the exact same thing?
Yeah, it feels like the same. It's like, you know, maybe this should have been 3 points, not five. But okay, what else has he got?
Losing your keys.
What my biggest pet peeve. Sometimes, so I leave my purse in my car at night, locked in the garage. But sometimes my husband and I don't have specific cars. We have two cars and we share the cars. So whatever one I feel like taking in the morning, I just take. Like there's no rules.
I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole right now. It is weird to me, but okay.
But sometimes he'll lock the car in the garage with my purse in it.
Yes.
And I can't get into the car. Uh-huh. So now I have to trek up three flights of stairs up into the bedroom to get his keys to go all the way back down to the garage to unlock the car and have to bring his keys back up so he doesn't freak out later. And that's what usually a bad sign.
You know, you could carry the purse into the house at the end of the night. You could do that.
Or I could just leave it where I want, Raven. I can also just leave it where
I'm, you know, okay.
It's something we all dread.
Oh, no.
Forgetting your phone at home.
Forgetting your phone at home is a bad day.
Anytime that you can't locate something in the morning because, you know, you're moving with a certain... We all want to sleep every minute that we can. Mm-hmm. Very few of us give us extra time in the morning, right? So, you know, basically, like, if anything is lost or misplaced, or like in this case, your purse is locked in the car, you know, it slows down your schedule and then it makes you feel like you're going to be late. So, obviously, that's going to ruin your morning.
Raven, how do you know you're having a bad day? You'll start the day and be like, yep, nope, it's going to be one of those days.
Let me tell you, the worst thing that can happen to me is spilling my drink. And I'm going to knock on something right now. That way I don't do it tomorrow. And it's not even like spilling a drink at any time during the morning. It's if I spill my drink from the moment I roll over and wake up to turn off the alarm to the moment I hit this seat here in the studio. Any spillage in between here and there is the end of the world. After that, if I spill something here, you've seen me spill something here, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'll be fine at that point. But, you know, any time in between here and there, terrible.
I have email anxiety. So if I can't keep up with my emails coming in and they start getting buried, the anxiety gets to me because I don't know what I'm missing, what I'm skipping. And then I spend the entire day obsessing over emails and that'll ruin my day.
Gosh, I mean, you got to do yourself a favor and just not look when you first roll over.
Raven, we have a job because I check our email. Let's remember that.
Well, somebody's got to be an adult here.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about my drink.